Good morning. You're listening to Phyllis and Lucy. It's our first morning episode, and we have tons of content coming at you with a slurry voice coming from me. And believe me, I'm very, very slurry. Now, a couple of months back, we went to Washington. Yes, sirree, myself and the gang at the Keswick Crew decided, why not? Let's go to the capital of the free world. You see, we've been planning this trip since September, and it's quite obvious that, it turned out to be a very nice trip, in fact. So, we're going to present this in four parts. Yes, sirree, you have to wait, you have to listen every day this week in order to listen to the whole experience brought to you by Phyllis and Lucy. This is Phyllis and Lucy in Washington. So, let's start with day one. Actually, we only got there in 11 hours, but still, we're going to present this in days. On day one, we decided to get to an outlet mall in order to refresh ourselves. Yes, the bus stop in Pennsylvania, Grove City, Pennsylvania, to a very fun outlet mall, in my opinion here. So, it was about 3 or 4 hours into the trip. So, you'll hear how grumpy I am.
Third note to self, we have reached Grove City, Pennsylvania, and we are at an outlet mall, correct,
Straight
Arpo?
Out of Grimsby.
Straight out of Grimsby, Ontario, which is the smallest town you ever see when you get down here.
Niagara on the Lake is smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller, but it's confusing. You know this place? It's the cutest little mall I've ever seen. Exactly, and Frank Cotolo should be thinking about this.
Hi, I'm Frank Cotolo for A Dummy's Guide to the U.S. Let's look at America, a country that is easy to visit, simple to stay in, and offers a lot of sugar products. One thing about America you visitors should know is that we are a nation of people from other countries. When America began, the people who lived here didn't organize the place, so people from other countries came here, killed the natives, and organized the place. From chaos comes order, and America is no exception. In fact, it's bigger than Japan. When you get to America, be sure to move around freely, because this country was built on democracy. This country is a republic, and that means freedom of worship and freedom of speech and freedom of gun ownership. It means freedom with responsibility, which means don't yell fire in a crowded theater. In an empty theater, it might be all right, but don't think you can say anything to anybody. You'll love to visit all of the wonderful attractions America offers. Aside from the terrific scenery, which is evident in every postcard you buy, there is culture abound, even in Georgia. And we have sports, lots of sports, that take place in stadiums and arenas. And every one of the teams that plays sports will sell you food and beverage at prices that will make your native country look like Spain during the Revolution. Yes, we have great amusement parks, too. There are roller coasters where only a few people fall out of every few thousand rides, making the odds of your having a good ride plenty damned fine. There are rides that take you through the air and into the water and make you throw up your lunch. There are rides indoors and outdoors, and every one of them straps you in safely and does not allow infants, especially small ones. America has cities and towns and villages and does not keep all of its idiots in villages. American idiots can be found at every stop you make, and many of them are proud, vital humans who support farmers and love apple trees. Speaking of trees, don't forget that America offers maps to every side road in the country, though I would stay off some of those side roads in Tennessee if I were you. There are no two ways about it. America is a place to enjoy for you and your family and friends and anyone else who enjoys being frisked. For Dummy's Guide to the U.S., I'm Frank Cotolo.
Thank you very much, Frank. Now, back to Grove City, Pennsylvania. Now, one of our crew members, his name is Philip Arkwell, was going to Washington for a reason. And a lot of us hadn't have a reason in order to do that. Now, let's listen to his reasoning.
All right, two main missions. One, visit Discord Records. Two, find a hot topic. Now I'm talking like this, eh?
A hot topic is an independent record store in the northeastern U.S. Unfortunately, we couldn't find one when we were in Washington. Anyways, coming out of the mall, I wasn't very optimistic, especially to the fact that, well, I didn't record much while we were at Grove City.
I have a lot of money.
Note to self. Forget about recording.
Talk about cynicism. And for more of these funny, awkward, dysfunctional segments, don't forget to listen tomorrow to Phyllis and Lucy at Washington. I'm Philip Hong. If you have an opinion about the whole thing, why don't you email us? That's PLL@onsrn.com. That's PLL@onsrn.com. We appreciate your comments. You're listening to Phyllis and Lucy.